welcome to today's reading from the Our Daily Bread devotional. It was written by Lisa M. Samra, and she titled it No Greater Love. Commemorations of the 75th anniversary of D-Day in 2019 honored the more than 156,000 troops who took part in the largest seaborne invasion in history to liberate Western Europe. In his prayer, broadcast over the radio on June 6, 1944, President Roosevelt asked for God's protection, praying, "They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate." A willingness to put oneself in harm's way, to restrain evil and liberate the oppressed, brings to mind Jesus' words in John 15. "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." These words came in the midst of Christ teaching his followers to love each other, but he wanted them to understand the cost and the depth of this type of love, a love exemplified when one willingly sacrifices his or her life for another person. Jesus' call to sacrificially love others is the basis for his command to love each other. Perhaps we could show sacrificial love by giving time to care for the needs of an aging family member. We could put the needs of a sibling first by doing their chores during a stressful week at school. We might even take extra shifts with a sick child to allow our spouse to sleep. As we sacrificially love others, we demonstrate the greatest expression of love. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now, remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are all my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other." Let's pray. Father, thank you for friends and loved ones that bring so much joy and fulfillment to life. Please help us to look for ways that we can love them sacrificially each day. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Alicia Reisinger, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.